listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Let's start with the NFL and the response from the commissioner and the aftermath of that. What is that going to mean, if anything? I don't want to speculate. You know, we speculate for a living, but I think we can reiterate the facts and see if there's anything that jumps out at us.
Yeah, and Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, said just a couple of days ago in regards to the issues going on with police brutality and the protest, he admitted, quote, that the NFL, they were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier, and they encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. We, the NFL, believe black lives do matter.
So the question I have is this, and I don't have the answer. This is not one of those rhetorical questions. My question is, what has changed? Because if what has changed is that the people of this country are more seemingly behind the various movements, there's factions and all that, but in general, it's about police, justice. I mean, social justice, right? It's the idea that in America, everyone deserves a fair shake. No one deserves to be treated poorly. I mean, that's been the ideal. Now, obviously, as a country, if you go back to 1776, look at the Declaration of Independence, look at the reality on the ground, a lot of contradictions there. I think that most people would say there's still contradictions today. And my question is, what has changed from a couple years ago with Kaepernick to now? Because it strikes me that if the commissioner would say, well, these recent situations are just so different than the past, I finally get it now. It's like, that doesn't seem right, right? I don't think there's anything that should be any more particularly obvious now than was the case a couple years ago when Kaepernick was saying it. Is this simply a matter, and I'm not saying it is, but is this simply a matter of, hey, we're putting our fingers, this is the NFL now, to the wind, and we have a more conservative fan base, and that's just the fact. Like, if you look on the political spectrum of NFL fans versus NBA fans, the NFL fans are more conservative. That's why the idea of President Trump saying, hey, what about, and that was the follow-up, right? So commissioner had some, strong supportive statements for the movement, and President Trump said, you didn't mention the national anthem, and how supportive are you going to be of that? Now, has there been an update on that today? Have you seen Jonas in response to the president?
No, there's no update from the NFL that I've seen, but the speculation is that what President Trump was getting at is, could this possibly mean that people are going to be kneeling for the anthem? That's all that I've seen.
Yeah. And because that is the wedge issue, because yeah. I think it's a wedge issue in this, because if you ask people, and again, people will respond a certain way versus their true hearts. It's hard to know. But I think that if you ask most people, should someone who's not violent be asphyxiated on the street? Vast majority is going to say no. Vast majority. No, that's wrong. That's the easy part. Like, getting that agreement's the easy part. What to do to get us from where we are to where we as a country want to be, that's not as easy. And one of the things, or not as obvious, one of the things, and probably not easy either, one of the things that I think can complicate things is, if you think back to Drew Brees, it wasn't just a couple days ago, it wasn't years ago, it was a couple days ago that Brees said what he said about the flag, how he's not going to disrespect it. A couple days later, he is really admonishing, lecturing the president on what the true meaning of this movement is. It seems hard to imagine that Drew Brees has been gained a massive amount of insight. I think that, this is something multiple black players on TV, former players, have talked about, that in the locker rooms during the Kaepernick protest, there was a lot of discussion about this. because each individual player was trying to decide, what am I going to do? Am I going to support? Am I going to do this? Steelers had their left tackle, who was a, at the time, I think, yeah, still is, former or veteran. And, you know, now it's like, we got a veteran. Now, how do we balance respecting it? It was a debate. Now, a lot of people disagree with where they landed the NFL at that time. And the NFL seems to feel like that they really had a financial cost around it, that whoever they offended, it affected the bottom line. I think that was my perception. That's why they were pretty draconian on ending it, of saying, we got to stop this. And eventually it kind of faded. And a lot of people would say Kaepernick doesn't have a job, or at least hasn't had a job, not because he's not one of the 64 best quarterbacks, 32 starters, 32 backup, but because, hey, he's not that much better than the average backup, so the theory goes, and all the distraction, all the complications.
Exactly.
You know, now, we can all say, well, should the NFL be focused on that? That's another debate. There's a lot of debates here. Where the North Star is, where we want to go towards equality, towards justice, equal opportunity. Most people agree with that. The path isn't obvious. I want to hear it. If it's obvious, I'd love to see it. Because on one side, you're going to have a lot of, absolute, this is what is deserved, and anything short of that's unacceptable. And there's a lot of true, that is true. The question is, this isn't a book. We got to figure out how to make it a reality. And that means with imperfect people. My final point, because I don't have a strong feeling. I've had some strong feelings on this. And it's mostly been about being open to the other person's limitations. You ever notice how hard people are on other people, but they're not as hard on themselves? And it's easy to be sympathetic. You know, I'm not going to do that because of this. It's easy to be sympathetic to yourself. It's harder to be sympathetic to somebody else. It's even harder to be sympathetic to somebody else who is doing something to you that hurts. He's either withholding something or he's giving you pain. Now that, that's like Jesus level Bible stuff, right? Turn the other. But I'm not sure if you have one group in power, and by definition, if it's a minority population, it means there's less than 50%. If there's one group in power and the other group is saying, we want things exactly the way we want them, and even though we know we have hundreds of years that we've fallen so short of that, that's why we actually want them immediately and without compromise. But the other way to look at it is, well, what's the reason that we've fallen short, that we haven't got what we deserve all this time, and has that changed? And if it has, let's take advantage of that change, but we know it hasn't changed 100%. And maybe that's a process that takes time. Maybe it only makes sense to be absolute and matter of fact at the beginning. And then that produces the energy, that produces the partnerships, the colleagues, the people working together. And then it's like, okay, let's see what we can get today. And I totally understand that runs contrary to what's right, but I want to find that world where everything's right, because I'll go there. But I'm here now in Vegas, the opposite in a way. It's about power.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
So, RJ, we do not have any sort of a season in place for Major League Baseball, and it was Bob Nightingale of USA Today who said earlier today it's another crucial week for the league, but that the latest proposal from Major League Baseball to their players, members of MLB's PA, consider it, quote, a step backwards.
All right, now listen. What I want to ascertain, open discussion, Fez, you'll get first crack to be mad. When is the deadline? What's the holdup? It worries me. You know, sometimes a movie will show this. It'll be like, what are you thinking for that property, Fred? And Fred says, $1 million. Other guy says, half. Other guy says, $750. Other guy, and it's like they go through the machinations very quickly to show that this is all predetermined. They're going to be fighting over that last little bit. If that's the case with baseball, that both parties know, hey, the owners try to bully. Let's be clear here. They weren't sure that the players would have the solidarity to fight back that first offer. They might say, who cares? Let's get back to baseball. They also maybe thought the players not only would need the money personally, but they wouldn't want to damage the game. An owner's there for 20, 30 years. Player might be there for five. And don't forget, as much as there's all these guys that are making generational wealth, you've got a lot more on the player side that have 4 or 5 years at minimum. And that's good money if you play it right. You get a car dealership, etc. But they miss a season. It's a game changer. You only have four, let's say. That's 25% of your income. And the players, give them credit. They had solidarity. They've pushed back. Now that both parties are in the game, they have their shield and sword out. Why keep this up? So, to me, anything less than let's meet in the middle and let's go feels egregious. I keep using that word with baseball. It's egregious that they're not in camp right, you know, in spring training, whatever they want to call it. It's egregious if they don't start by July 30, you know, well before the NBA. Your thoughts, Fez?
Yeah, and the latest proposal by the owners is egregiously bad, in my opinion, RJ. Here are the details.
But really, you don't care. Other than get playing.
Oh, I don't care who wins at all.
Let's be honest. If they had to, if the players had to pay to play, you'd be like, I don't care.
Right? Just doesn't matter.
You would just try to figure out how to handicap that.
Exactly. It just doesn't matter. Just play the games.
Exactly. So you can bet them.
Yes, but they're not going to play the games because the owner's latest proposal calls for only a 76-game season. Down from 82. That was what the players and the owners had talked about back in March. So every game fewer we play under the pro rata, the players make less.
Anyone drinking off a pro rata, it's time to drink. I mean, how much do you love saying that? Is that like you finally are proving you have a college degree?
Well, the good news is that the players aren't, under this proposal, won't be making that same amount per game. They're going to be making less. Get this, RJ. This latest proposal by the owners is calling for a 25% reduction in pay for the players. They already took that one reduction.
Well, let's be clear. Are we talking per game?
Per game.
Okay. So, initially in March, they made an agreement. If we play X percentage of games, you get X percentage of your salary. Half the games, half the salary. Now, the owner said, hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold the phone. We're not making the same amount of money because we don't have fans. We may not have fans. So now we should do a rev share. Hey, if we are shortfalled by X per game, you should be shortfalled by X. Players are coming back saying, one, give us the books. Open the books. And then number two, they're like, listen, you got all the upside. You got to have the downside, which I agree with. Generally, if you take the risk, you get the reward, most of it. Owners have gotten a lot of rewards. Now they're getting some pain. All right. That, I think, is the framework. Now they're saying, yeah, we'll pay you pro rata per game, the ratio of games played. Is that Latin or Greek?
I
had no idea. Okay. They didn't teach that at Northwestern. That's Steve Fezzik with a partial college. I mean, he graduated. But if you graduate from Northwestern, I'm not sure it really is graduating.
It's overrated.
Yeah. I'm from The Ohio State University. When we graduate, we graduate. I don't know about that either. But what's the rationale of the owners? Is it simply, hey, we're not making full amount of money? Because the crowd's not in the stands, et cetera, so you don't get full pay per game. Is that
exactly, and that's a good rationale, that the players should have to take some reduction in their pay, but 25%, and get this, RJ.
But should the owners have to pay extra? If the owners have a great season and make 25% more, do they have to give it to the players?
Not a nickel.
So why? And I'm a player. Listen, I'm an owner guy. Not these. I hate these owners, maybe. I don't like owners in reality. But I like owners abstractly. As the idea, I'm an owner. Pregame.com, I own it. If I succeed, I want the spoils. I'm going to spread them around. But if I lose, if I ever came to you, Fez, and said, hey, Fez, you mind taking a short check this month? I ever do that?
Never.
Never.
And I'd look at you like, wait a minute.
Well, I could make you, but yeah, but you I don't even try. Because
yes.
I don't, first off, if it was about shutting the company down or not, we'd all have to come together and figure it out. And that's it. If baseball is saying we got to shut down operations, but otherwise, this is all just business. This is all just, they're eating their shrimp and they're talking about business and they're, it's like they're playing chicken with precious cargo. They got Van Goghs and Picassos in the back seat of the car that's racing towards the other car. And you know what Picassos and Van Goghs represent? The faith and love of the fans for the game.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
This is fascinating. This is how we make our money, which you could say betting. Well, yeah, but also thinking about things in ways that other people aren't. And it's my belief that the COVID-19 offseason is creating a different reality here. And some teams are going to handle it better. Some teams are going to handle it worse. And I'm always interested in alternative lines. Now, what's that mean, alternative? Well, win totals. You can have a win total of, let's say, New England. Fez, what is their win total right now?
9 wins.
9 wins. So if they win 9 games, they've met expectations out of 16. If they win 10 or more, they've exceeded expectations, the Patriots, and less, 8 or less. So they have to be 500 or you don't lose. Wow. Stidham. Okay. But you can say, you know something? I'm super optimistic about the Patriots. So I want to play it, so I got to give you more games, but I want a jumbo payoff. What would my option be?
Well, this one sports book at Circa, you can play over 9.5 plus $1.65.
Okay, so I can say I can take 9, but I'm taking a half. I'm laying an extra half a game, and instead of laying like 110 or whatever, I'm getting plus 165. I love that because there's certain teams, if you're right about them directionally, they may be way. I would love to have the opportunity to like say, you know, like Pittsburgh, a team I believe that has a lot of variance, or the Steelers, and it's pretty simple. Big Ben comes back strong. And as good as he ever was? Now, I think that's unlikely. But if he does, they could win 12 games easy. If you knew Big Ben was prime Big Ben, what's the Steelers over-under?
Over 10 plus $1.60.
Yeah, I mean, over 10 plus, that would be your number?
That's the current number that's
available.
Yeah,
I'm saying, what would your number be for the Steelers if you knew Big Ben was coming back strong?
10.5.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You could be in like gold, but there's a chance Big Ben's going to go. Now, what you could do is literally bet both sides. You could say, I'm betting over the big number, under the small number, because I think it's going to be one. It's feast or famine. So give me a team or two, Fez. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas, talking to Steve Fezzik. Give me a team or two that you think, here's teams that have a high variance. They could do really well or they could do really poorly.
I think the Giants and Carolina have huge variance. Brand new, unproven coaches coming in. And Joe Judge for the Giants, Matt Rhule, of course, for Carolina. The wheels could come off for both these teams. They could both go 2-14, or they could potentially go 7-9.
New York, I agree with even more, because you have an even more inexperienced coach. Neither of them have NFL head coaching experience, but with Judge, he was ready to take, what, the Mississippi State or Mississippi job?
Don't recall.
Yeah, it was this, you know, you remember, Jonas, what job he was going to take?
I think it was Mississippi State.
Yeah, so this is, yeah, you don't think of New York Giants head coach, his next option is Mississippi State, right? But it's obviously the Belichick thing. When you start seeing this obsession with, hey, this guy was with this coach, and then you start going down the tree, you get down there a little bit. Those coaches don't, you know, it doesn't bode well for the Bengals. Those coaches don't tend to do so well. Plus, the pressure cooker in New York, they start off 3-7, 3-8. I think it hurts them. I think Carolina's got a 5-year plan. And I think that if they got Bridgewater, they're going to stay steady. So I think the variance on Carolina is less, more on the Giants. But in general, high variance with the Giants, I think with a bias towards the under. I don't see them. Do you see them winning a ton of games?
I don't. Frankly, I like the Giants under anyway. So the fact you can get under 5.5 plus $1.65, that looks very attractive to me.
So 100 wins you 165. So you win more than you bet if you go that way. I believe the following, and this sounds a little wacky. I'm looking at what Belichick's doing. You know, people have the bumper stickers, what would Jesus do? That's great with life. When it comes to football, what would Belichick do? That's what interests me. And I'm hearing that he's doing Zoom meetings. You think the Patriots own Zoom. And then I hear about these teams. And listen, the Saints are a good team. But I hear about that they're hardly having an offseason. Now, they're a veteran team. They need it less. But if Belichick's doing one thing and other people are doing something else, who are you betting on?
The teams that are backing or just copying off of Belichick.
Or doing the same thing for the same reason.
Right.
So would you agree, too, that the more inexperienced – so we talked about inexperienced coaches. Quickly, Bengals, not a good coach, we don't think, but also got a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, Joe Burrow, he might be all right his first year. He might be a disaster with not very much time, uncertainty. Bengals, high variance team.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.